So I only want to look at the first part of chapter 15. But chapter 15 with the parables is about the lost sheep. You know, the shepherd left the 99 to go after the one. The story of the lost coin. And the prodigal son. Luke 15, New Living Translation, verses 1 through 7. Hear God's word. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and the religious teachers of the day complain that he was not following the law, that he was associating with such despicable people, even going so far to eat with them. But Jesus said, and he used this illustration, if you had 100 sheep, and one of them went astray and was lost in the wilderness, would you leave the 99 others to go and search for the lost one until you found it? And then you would joyfully carry it home on your shoulder. I think that thing is still here. I got an olive wood statue of Jesus carrying a sheep on his shoulders. And when you arrived, you would call together your friends and your neighbors and rejoice with you because your lost sheep was found. In the same way, heaven is happier over one lost sinner who returns to God than over the 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. I think that's a powerful message that God cares for all of us, but the one that strays away, we call it in Methodism, John Wesley called it prevenient grace. Grace that goes before you. And Wesley termed it like, you know, I always liked what he termed. He said, it's like the hound of heaven always wooing you into that love relationship with God. There's a lot of people out there that are lost and don't even know they're lost. They get so caught up in the world stuff. The world doesn't give us any satisfaction pertaining to spiritual things. I want to thank Freddie Davis, who came last week and last Monday night, giving us good information about the worldview and how it pertains to the Christian worldview. And he related a lot of things that sometimes as Christians we need to be aware of in order to help other people come into that love relationship with God. Because Christianity is not a religion. It's the only, for lack of a better term, religion ever out of all the religions that allows you to have a personal relationship with the living God through Christ. God sent his son into the world that none would be lost, that all would be saved. So we have a powerful role model in Christ. So Lord of light, shine upon us this day. Fill us full of your love and fill our hearts with your wisdom of the Holy Spirit and bring yourself closer to us. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you today, not only in our thoughts but in our deeds and how we think about them. Use this time of worship to accomplish your will in Jesus' precious name.